Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.ByteRadio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my guest is Amy Collette. She is author of The Gratitude Connection, Embrace the Positive Power of Thanks. Gratitude is a high-energy emotion. Once you start feeling it, it seeps into everything in your life, like air. Pretty soon, it becomes a lifestyle and transforms you in subtle ways. You smile at someone you disagree with, you wake up in a good mood, you hug your loved ones and leave your fear and worry behind. You notice the beauty in nature and you shake off fear and face new situations with confidence. Gratitude is a practice not hard to do or some big commitment. It's easy, it feels good, and it works. Amy's mission is to help raise the positive vibration of the planet. Everything she does is focused around that mission. Her book, The Gratitude Connection, speaking appearances, the Positively Powered Podcast, and coaching authors to write and publish their world-changing books. You can find out more by visiting Amy's website, which is www.amycollette.com. That's AmyCollette.com. And I do have a direct link to Amy's website in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome Amy to the show. Good day, Amy.
Hello, Robert. Nice to be here with you today.
Thank you. I am very grateful to have you here to be able to talk about gratitude. I love to have our guests give a little bit of a background about themselves and kind of what their journey was like that led them to do what they are. So if you wouldn't mind sharing with the listeners a little bit about yourself and how it is that you got to the point of offering the book, The Gratitude Connection.
Well, thanks, Robert. Thanks for asking about that. I came to gratitude through a twisty path, as we do through most transformations. But I was running a pretty successful consulting business and had been doing so for about 10 years. And things were just going along great. And all of a sudden, my business kind of fell out from underneath me. I lost my two biggest clients and within about a two-week period. So I was normally a pretty happy person, but this threw me.
Let me go ahead and disconnect you and just call right back in. Sorry about that, folks. This is a Mercury retrograde, and it does seem that I've been dealing with that all morning, and it is a crazy kind of thing going on. So hopefully we'll go ahead and get Amy back in here in a moment.
Mark, this is Amy.
Okay. Hello, Amy. We got you there now?
Yes. I don't know what happened,
okay.
But...
That was wild.
Here we are.
Well, Mercury is retrograde, so I've been dealing with other phone issues all day. I mean, all day. And it's just been driving me crazy. But I'll tell you that gratitude was a real hard thing to come by for me today. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. But anyway, I'm sorry. You were saying that your client, you had your business, and then the last thing we heard is what, you know, that period when you lost both of the clients within a couple week period.
Right. So that was one just lost their venture funding. They couldn't keep their consultants anymore. And the other one just sold their business and changed their business model. So it was pretty sudden that this happened, and I just didn't know how to handle that. I was worried all the time about my business, about money. I think a lot of us can relate to that. And I kind of spiraled into depression. And this was an unusual thing for me. So I was trying to build some new business, and I wasn't having very much luck, and that was also unusual. So I thought, I better sit in meditation and kind of ask some questions, figure this out. So I sat down and just relaxed and tried to calm my anxiety, and I said, okay, what do I need to know? And the answer that came to me was, Amy, you're kind of being a bad date in business. You know, and what I understood that to mean was that my energy was not attractive. It meant that I was focused on my needs instead of my potential customers, you know. And so I needed to change up that energy. And I didn't know how to do that. I thought, well, I had a memory come in of something that I had read about. It's a practice in the Jewish tradition called Hakarat HaTov. And all that means is giving thanks on a regular basis so that it becomes a habit. It becomes like a living prayer. And I thought, boy, that sounds like a great idea, but what do I have to be thankful for? So I thought, well, I'll try it. And I started out that evening, and I sat down before I went to bed, and I thought, I really want to feel gratitude, but I'm really having a struggle right now. But I just started thinking about the good things in my life, and I found out I had a lot of things. You know, I had a wonderful relationship with my husband, had a wonderful home, I have friends, I had a wonderful dog at the time, companion, and all these things came in, and what I realized was all the time that I was spent worrying and spent feeling anxious and panicked, I was focusing on one thing that was going wrong in my life and missing out on the full richness of the rest of my life. So I started this practice, and I did it for about a week. And within 5 days, my fortunes started turning around. First of all, I just felt better. I woke up a little happier and not with my heart pounding all the time. I was a little easier to be around. And I actually started getting phone calls back for business. So things started up again, and I thought, man, that one small practice of doing that twice a day made a huge difference. I wonder what other small practices I could make that would also make a similar kind of difference. So I started writing these things down and started experimenting with different practices and exercises and working with other people. I started a coaching business and was coaching people on these practices and exercises, and all of these things became a book called The Gratitude Connection. So gratitude is really at the center of all of those things. When you get gratitude as a habit and you really embrace that as part of your life, it can truly change your perspective, as it did for me, and it has for a lot of other people I've worked with too. So I hope it can work for everyone listening also.
Well, good. Well, you know, the couple things in there that I want to explore. You know, and I agree with you. The expression of gratitude. You know, sometimes when we're in a funk, can be a real challenge to
right.
You know, to go ahead and grasp that. But like you said, you kind of shifted. It seemed like you shifted your attention to things that we sometimes take for granted, you know, that we really don't, you know, give due attention to recognizing that, you know, these are things that can go wrong, you know, but you know, we really should be thankful for those.
That's a really good point, Robert, that you said that we take for granted, because I think it is really easy for us to forget about all those positives in our life, just the basics of having healthy food to eat, having, you know, clothes and transportation and a roof over our heads. But those are amazing things, and many people in the world don't have all of those things. So it makes me think of a story about I was working with a woman, and she was just determined that nothing in her life was worth feeling grateful for. You know, so I tried to just kept working with her, and I started kind of joking around with her, and I said, okay, go over your closet and look in your closet and see one thing that you like in there, and we'll start with that, you know. So we were on the phone, and she went over to her closet, and she opened up her closet, and reluctantly she said, well, I do really like that one pair of red shoes.
Wow.
You know, you can start small, but she started there and went up from there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've encountered people, too, that find it really difficult. It seems, you know, that, you know, in cases like that, there's just been such a constant focus on what is wrong that it just seems like the natural course of things. You know, it's like, you know, everything is wrong with my life, so of course I'm going to give attention to everything that's wrong. And it just seems to be self-perpetuating.
Well, it's just, you're exactly right. It's just like that law of attraction that you hear about. What you focus on is what you get more of. So if you want more of not enough in your life, and you focus on that, that's exactly what you'll get. And that's what I was finding, is that when I was focused on, oh, I got to get business, and nobody wants to hire me, and nobody wants to talk to me, and nobody's calling me back, that's exactly what happened. But when I kind of expanded my focus to being grateful for all the things in my life, including the business I did still have, and the new relationships that I was building with people that I was talking to, then that energy opened up, and I found out that more of what I was looking for was coming in.
Yeah.
So it really does work that way.
Yeah. No, and one of the things that you also mentioned, you know, is the feeling of gratitude. Now, quite often, people will give, I guess, for lack of a better phrase, give lip service to being thankful and being grateful, but don't really get the feeling. You know what I mean? I mean, it seems to be real important for the feeling to be there. So, you know, you indicated, you know, that you weren't feeling it when you had that particular downtime. So what has been your experience with, you know, the differentiation between using the words and getting the feeling?
Well, I think in this time of year, right after the holidays, this is particularly true. Like when you mentioned that people give lip service. And a lot of people will say, you know, thanks for this, thanks for that, or even write a thank you note that they don't really feel. Like I can think of a time when I was a teenager, and I had an aunt who always sent me a birthday present and a Christmas present, and it was usually something that was a color I hated, or it was the wrong size or whatever. And I remember feeling so frustrated, you know, with that. And I thought, but of course my mother would make me write a thank you note, and I would write it. But I wasn't feeling it. And the difference is, I realized later when I grew up, got older, that the gift wasn't about the actual gift, the pair of pink pants that was the wrong size, you know. It was the thought. It was that she wanted to connect with me and give me a gift that she thought I would like, And she spent time and money and effort to do that. And that's what I'm grateful for. Mm-hmm. Not the pink pants that didn't fit, you know. So I think as adults, you know, we gain a little wisdom and perspective. So it's easy to focus on, oh, that's not good enough or that's not the right thing. But what's the intention behind it, you know, in a mm-hmm. gift situation? And even when, like you said, you're in a funk or even going through a really hard time, even to the extent of losing someone in your life, you know, that is a really hard time for people to connect with gratitude. But there is a way, and that is to focus on the good things that are either going on in your life or the memory of that person, that you got to know them and that you got to spend time with them and the time you did have together, to be grateful for that. And it's a way to honor that person and honor your own feelings, even in a time as extreme as grief. You know, you can connect with gratitude and it can help you heal. So I have an exercise in the Gratitude Connection, my book, where I'll have people have you hold your hand over your heart and think of one thing that you're grateful for in your life. Maybe it's a person in your life, and hold your hand over your heart and just breathe in your gratitude and let yourself feel it in your heart, in your chest. And it helps you embody that feeling of gratitude and connect with what that really feels like instead of just that passing thanks mm-hmm. that we toss out all the time. It's really feeling that gratitude and connecting with what that means to you.
Yeah, yeah, that's so important. You know, because quite often, you know, when I first started on the with the awareness of how important gratitude is, you know, for me it was I recognized it in myself quite often. I didn't really connect with the feeling. I mean, I logically knew, instinctively knew, mentally knew. You know, but it was the emotional knowing that needed work, you know, and that's the way. And I think, you know, like you say, that exercise of putting your hand on your heart is a good way of, I mean, it symbolizes exactly where you want, you know, what your intention is for that thought.
Mm-hmm. So, Robert, how did you connect with the feeling of gratitude? What's your secret?
Well, there isn't a secret, that's for sure. You know, I believe one of the chapters in your book is called Practicing Gratitude. So practice, 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 practice. You know, mm-hmm. and you know, and for me, it was, you know, I really had to really kind of keep in mind the connections that were based on emotion. So the love connections, you know, things that, you know, people that I loved, people, you know, in different kinds of interactions with people that were very heartwarming for me, that make me smile every time I think about them. You know, those are the things that, you know, I really basically kind of had to bring into mind each time, you know, that I wanted to express gratitude. So it was one of those cases where I had to recall a positive emotional connection with someone, and it may not, and generally I should say, it generally did not have anything to do with what I wanted to express gratitude for, but what it did is it kind of opened up that heart connection, that emotional connection. Then I would move into, you know, applying that emotional, you know, strength to whatever situation it was that I wanted to express gratitude for.
Right. That's beautiful. I love what you said, because gratitude in my mind is the combination of love and appreciation. It's not just appreciation. You know, there really is a heart factor in it. because otherwise it's like, you know, when you walk into a gallery, an art gallery, you might see some art that you appreciate, you know, you like it, you admire the talent that it took to create that piece of art, and you like it hanging on the gallery wall, but you wouldn't necessarily want to have it in your living room, you know, to see
right.
and enjoy every, you know, it's a different thing. Something that you want in
yeah.
your home is something that you really love and that you just makes you happy every time you see it, and that kind of thing. And you mentioned relationships too, because when relationships, you know, every relationship goes through rocky times, and gratitude is a really helpful way to get back on track, because even if you're really ticked off with somebody or they, you know, you're just not doing well with that relationship, you have a wealth of memories and feelings for that person that you can call on anytime. And like you said, you might not feel gratitude for that person right this second, but you can call on those memories and those feelings that you have had in the past for that person and reconnect your heart with the gratitude, and through that, connect to your person that you're maybe having troubles with.
Yeah, I'm grateful for you, but not for what you did.
What right, you exactly. I love you, not your actions.
Right, exactly. So, you know, when it comes to you know, those the particular you know, hard times, do you think that is that when the expression of gratitude is kind of like the most important? I mean, it seems like that's a time when, you know, there's a real need for an energy shift, and that gratitude may be the way to shift that.
I'm glad you asked about that, Robert, because one of the things that I have learned through practicing gratitude is that it gives you a foundation. I think about it as like the foundation of your house, you know, where it's this solid ground that you can count on being there all the time. And when you practice gratitude, you get good at it. You know, you get used to it, and it changes your perspective. Like when I do a gratitude practice in the morning and in the evening, what that means is that now I know I want to give thanks for things at the end of the day. So I'm actively looking for things to be grateful for. And over time, that becomes an expectation that I'm expecting to find amazing things to be grateful for that day. You know, so it really changes your perspective. And when you've got that foundation, it actually is a foundation of happiness, because that gratitude, it just makes you realize the good things in your life and the positives, even in hard times. So that when you have that foundation and you've practiced over time this feeling of gratitude and building your happiness and your basis of joy, then when hard times come, you have that to stand on, you know, and it supports you and you can count on it. It's not something that you have to fire up from ground zero, you know, that you haven't been used to doing. That's going to be much harder to do. But if you already have that foundation that you've built by having gratitude become a habit, then it really sustains you when hard times hit.
Yeah, very much so. By the way, I do want to let listeners know that if you would like to call in and ask Amy any questions, you can call in at 619-789-4359. For those of you listening live in the chat room, if you have a question that you would like for me to pose to Amy, feel free to type it in there. And just in a few minutes, we're going to take a short break, and we would get to those right after the break. So, Amy, you talked about you do your gratitude exercises in the morning and evening. Is that kind of like a standard ritual for you?
Yes, and that's something I tell everybody to start with. That's the easiest thing you can start with, and then you'll just see what happens. I like to have people journal, not necessarily write down the things they're grateful for, because it kind of pops you, that can kind of pop you into your head instead of into your heart, you know, but to keep track of how that starts to change your perspective. And even your basic level of happiness, to see how that changes as you go along. It's just an easy way to start. It's not difficult, and it's one of those things, if you do for about 3 weeks, you know, they say 21 days is what it takes to change or begin a new habit. If you make a commitment to yourself to doing it for that long and see how you feel in that time, see if it's something that you want to continue. I would love to hear your listeners' comments about that too, about how that's affected their lives.
Yeah. Well, I know that in the morning I start my gratitude with, I'm grateful to be breathing. I'm awake.
Exactly.
I can start the day. I've got a whole day ahead of me. Now, that doesn't happen every day, but I have that wonderful, but I do try to keep that kind of perspective because it really does set the tone for the day, you know, and you know, there have been days I've woken up, you know, just having a rough night or, you know, lack of sleep and that kind of thing. And I wake up and I'm just dragging. And, you know, and if I don't kind of do that mental adjustment in the morning, the rest of the day is that way. And then by the end of the day, it's like, oh, man, this is just one rough day.
Right. And think about how many times you wake up. When so many of us wake up and we're thinking, oh, I didn't get enough sleep. Oh, I'm running late already. I need to do this. I need to do that. And they're stressed out and they've just fallen into a habit of waking up in a stressed out way every day. So one of my ways, you know, it's hard to change that habit unless you have something to replace it. So a lot of what I talk about in the book is replacing habits that you already have with ones that serve you better, that are more positive, that will keep you in a happier, more joyful state of mind and being. And one of those is, like you said, when you first wake up, that sets the tone and even your intention for that day, even if you're not consciously thinking about that. But when you're already thinking, oh, I'm already way behind and I have too many things to do today, then you're going to be in that kind of stressed out mode all day. But if you can start and just take a few deep breaths, put your hand over your heart, and think about three things that you're grateful for, that is such a healthy way to start the day. And like you said, it sets the tone and can take you through your entire day.
Yeah. Okay, well, great. Well, I'm going to go ahead and take our real quick break here, and then when we return, I'd like to get your opinion on how do maybe you have encountered every now and then, or I know I have encountered someone who just doesn't get gratitude, the ungrateful so-and-so, you know. So I just kind of would like to get your thoughts on that. You know, obviously, you know, we can control our thoughts and our actions. We can't control others. But I would just like to maybe get some ideas from you that if we encounter someone like that who, you know, find it difficult to recognize and express gratitude, maybe if there's some things that we can do to assist, you know, to let them know that there truly is a lot to be grateful for. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back after this very brief break.
This is Robert Sharp from Bringing Inspiration to Earth. There are several ways for a win-win situation where you can support our work and you receive a quality product. You can purchase the book or ebook of Joy Potential or It's No Secret Spirituality Bites. Each book has helped readers shift their perspective away from negativity towards a happier, less stressful life. Or you can shop at our wellness store where we offer essential oils, personal care, and wellness products. I am a very frugal shopper, and these are high quality items I use that really contribute to my well-being. Or you can purchase our amazing nature photo greeting cards. These are great all-occasion, unique 5x7 folding cards. They're my most popular nature photos, and everyone who has received one raves about the scene. All options are available at our website, www.biteradio.me, and I am very appreciative of your support of our efforts and the work of our special radio guests.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. And again, like that spot indicates, I do appreciate you supporting us and supporting our guests. And you can support our guest today, Amy Collette, by visiting her website, which is www.amycollette.com, and check out all of the many things that she has to offer, books, speaking engagements, podcasts. She also has a freebie section and also a section on her author workshops and coaching. And again, you can find all of that on her website, and there is a direct link to Amy's website in the show page description. Okay, so with that, we're back, Amy.
Okay, Robert, I've been thinking about your question, and I have a couple of a couple of examples that I want to share.
Okay.
One is, you know, you said you asked about how do you deal with someone who just doesn't get gratitude, and maybe I think when you're a positive person and you're coming from a positive state of mind, you tend to attract those people, same kinds of people,
right.
But you're still going to run into those people who are just really happy staying in their negative place.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not
right.
really ready to budge from that. So
mm-hmm.
I think the first thing is, you know, a little compassion where, you know, they can feel however they want to. That's really
right.
not, you know, so just allowing people to have their feelings and be where they are, that's something that is kind of hard for me because I want to pump them up
so,
and I want to get them excited. And I, you know,
right.
I want to say, no, life is great. Life is beautiful. You know, look at all these things. But if a person's not there yet, then they're just not there. So I think one thing is to just acknowledge where you are coming from yourself, that you might be at a different place than this person that you're speaking with. And just love them, let them have their feelings, feel some compassion. That doesn't mean that you need to hang around them all the time, because that's probably not healthy for you.
Right.
The other thing is, there's a chapter in my book, in The Gratitude Connection, called Expect the Best. And it's really the story of a client that I worked with who had a difficult relationship with his family. And every time that he would go to visit, they would invite him to visit, and then he would show up, and there wouldn't be a place for him. In other words, he had to go find a hotel room to stay at instead of at his family's home. And he had to get his own transportation, and he had, you know, his expectations were, you know, that he would have a place to be were not met. His needs
right.
weren't met, you know, the way he, and even though he was invited, when he showed up, he really wasn't welcome or didn't feel welcome. And he thought, well, so I've got a couple of choices here. One choice is to just not do that anymore and not visit my family and not be part of that scene. But I wonder if there's a way that I could switch that up. And so he tried it again. The next time he went, he said, okay, here's when I'm coming to visit. And I'm going to take good care of myself and not put myself in a situation where I'm feeling left out. So I'm going to go ahead and get my own rental car. I'm going to get a hotel room nearby. And so that way I know I'm taken care of. So he took care of himself first. You know, he took good care of loving himself and taking good care of himself. Now, he also, it was for his mother's birthday is when he showed up. And so he went out and he bought her something that he thought she'd really like, and gift boxed it and everything and took it over. And on his way in the door to this party, he thought, you know, I'm just going to expect the best. I'm going to go in there with an open heart, and, you know, they can show up however they want, but I'm going to expect the best and see what happens. And because his energy was changed, and he had also broken the mold of what had been going on, this weird function in or dysfunction in his family, you know, where he was being invited and then rejected, he'd broken that dynamic. And when he mm-hmm. walked in, things were different, you know, because people were off balance. Things, you know, everything had changed. So because he changed his own energy, it helped change the energy in those relationships. And that's another way to practice gratitude, really, is love yourself enough to take good care of yourself and have compassion and expect the best from other people. If they don't show up, well, you know, you had high expectations, but, you know, sometimes they do. It's just like with kids, you know, if you expect them to behave and show up in a good way, they often do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I can understand, you know, the compassion aspect, you know, that's a really good point, you know, and, you know, that was kind of goes back to what I had mentioned about, you know, I know that we can't control other people and, you know, and it's, you know, we're obviously very similar in our disposition toward, or, you know, disposition toward the positive, you know, that it's, you know, sometimes, you know, when I see someone who just, you know, is just not grateful, and they truly have lots of things to be grateful for, that it's just, it's, to me, it's sad. You know, to me, it's just like, you know, you're kind of, you know, someone is just not, you know, getting the best out of life that they could get, you know, and, but you're correct. That is, you know, it's their choice, their journey, you know, their life to lead. So, but I do like the idea of, you know, basically, you know, expressing, being a kind of a role model, you know, expressing the gratitude and just kind of being out there and being grateful. And, you know, there is that possibility that it might ripple outward where someone can actually pick up on it and say, well, you know, maybe I do have more to be grateful for than I thought.
Right. Just being the role model is big.
Yeah. Now, there are times that people's lives can be in a state of chaos, and I noticed one of the chapters in your book is called Controlling the Chaos, you know, and, you know, when it comes to gratitude and chaos, you know, I know a lot of people don't find chaos to be very disruptive. Personally, one of my favorite sayings is, in a state of chaos, anything is possible. So, I mean, to me, chaos is a good thing because that means anything is possible. But you put a chapter on the power, on controlling the chaos. How does that fit in with the gratitude, that you're expressing in the book?
Well, there's a couple of different aspects to that too, Robert. Controlling the chaos, that actual chapter is about clutter and about how we clutter up our lives with all this stuff and with worry and anxiety and all those things. But the physical clutter in our lives tends to be reflective of what's going on in our heads and our hearts. You know, where there's all this jumble of stuff going on that maybe we need to clear out to find some clarity. So I find that, you know, clearing up the clutter in your physical space definitely helps that. And I live in a small condo, so that can be a challenge sometimes. You know, when something comes in, something's got to go out to make space for it. So the other thing that I really like to focus on, when you're talking about chaos, I think the thing that got me started on a gratitude practice was really chaos. It was feeling out of control in my life and the worry and anxiety that produces. So practicing gratitude, I found with myself and with a lot of other people I've worked with, somehow has this magic to help you feel calmer, because, again, it helps you shift your perspective from the thing that you're panicked or worried or depressed about to a little outside of yourself, you know, so it makes you focus on the people in your life, those relationships that make your life really wonderful. And this, even the things, you know, the physical things like your car and your house and your community, those things, when you focus on those, it takes you a little bit out of the spin. I call it, you know, when your head spins on all the bad stuff, you know, and it's kind of a way to get you spiraling downward. Well, gratitude works the opposite way, where it helps you expand your thinking and helps you spiral upward, you know, into a higher, more positive vibration that's going to take you out of that stuck feeling of just being in the chaos. Because when you're in chaos, it can be immobilizing. You know, there's so much going on that you feel like you can't even make a difference. You know, nothing you do will even make a difference. So you just are kind of like a deer in the headlights, just stuck. If you can breathe and take a moment to let your mind drift out of that space and onto something more positive that you can be grateful for and focus on that for a few minutes, it really helps calm that chaos and that anxiety and worry.
Yeah, very much so. And it, as you were talking about the swirling up, I just had the vision of our tornado, you know, and the whole idea of the center, the eye of the storm is so calm, you know, and then everything else swirls up around you, you know, and so the whole idea kind of gets to be centered, really, is the way to kind of get that balance and that peace.
Yes, that's true. And there's even, there's a practice in the book. Let's see if I can find it quickly. You know, when you're really, sometimes when you're just really anxious or really freaked out about something, really worried about something, it's hard to calm down enough to just even focus on gratitude. So, and that's another thing about your people who just don't get gratitude. Maybe they can't even quite get there yet because there's just too much going on. So a good practice is to just sit down, or, and I like to have my feet on the ground, so I'm literally grounded, and take three deep breaths and think about how you are right this second. Because usually what we're worried about is something that's maybe going to happen in the future. It's not happening right this second. We're usually worried about something that hasn't happened yet and might happen. So to just say, all is well. You know, I am fine right now. Right now, I have everything I need. And really feel that, that right this second, you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
And right the next second, you're okay. You know? So, and that feeling, once you can ground in that feeling, then you can open yourself more to positive emotions like gratitude.
Yeah. You know, quite often there is, you know, a lot of worry. I came from a family where worry was the way of life, you know, and I spent a lifetime, you know, overcoming that, you know, but, you know, it seems that, you know, so often that we get wrapped up in that, and, you know, sometimes, and generally, you know, usually, like you say, you have something that may happen in the future, you know, also may not, but quite often, a lot of times, it's based on some past, you know, some past experience. So we kind of have that mix of the past and the future, you know, kind of at play. And, you know, that particular exercise that you indicated really does bring one into the present moment. And that's, I mean, it's really, it seems critical to be able to do that, to get away from that that worry and you know, negative expectation.
Yes, and I also have a free meditation I can share It's on my website, amycollette.com, and it's under the freebies section. It's called Do You Have a Worry Habit? And that is a short guided meditation that will help you visualize your worry and help you transform that into a feeling of peace. And you can listen to that meditation as many times as you like. Every time you do it, you can picture something else or a different person that you're worried about and really get into the habit of transforming that energy into something that serves you and even serves the person that you might be worried about. So that's something.
I have a few people. All right, great. That's great. I'm going to make sure that a few people I know get that right away. And guided meditations often are so helpful for people. Like me, I tended to not necessarily be a visual person, so guided meditations for me are very helpful because it helps with the visualization, which is key to actually kind of getting to where it is that you want to go.
Yes, that's how I got started in meditation too, Robert. I listen to guided meditations because I just sitting there for 15 or 20 minutes not thinking about anything was just really not possible for me. My brain was too caught up in all the things that were going on. So guided meditation really helped me. And I have some other guided meditations on the website also that are based in nature. So if you're a nature lover, you particularly like those.
Well, great. I'm going to check those out. I do my nature walk every morning. It's my little meditation. So definitely going to check those out. One other aspect to your book, too, is you spend in a couple different chapters, you talk about light, like focus on the light. And then there's one section that deals with light and shadow. So would you mind kind of talking a little bit about light and how we can use that express or heighten gratitude?
That's a great question, Robert. Yeah, thank you for asking about that. I think about everything in terms of energy. Mm-hmm. And light is a particular energy I think that we can all relate to because it goes not only to like light from the sun, but also a feeling of lightness. And I talked about vibrational energy and bringing your vibration up to a more positive place. So gratitude is one of the highest vibration frequencies I think that we can live in. And when we do live there, life is a lot happier. So I talk about light a lot. And there's an exercise in the book. I'm trying to find it here as I leaf through. That is about light. And I won't go through the whole exercise, but it has to do with the same thing that we were talking about where you ground yourself. So I like to stand during this practice. And actually, if we have time, I can actually go through this, Robert, if you'd like.
Yeah, we do. And I think that would be really great. I'd appreciate that.
Okay. All right. This will be fun. So this is a way to help you bring light into your life on an everyday basis. So you can sit or stand with your feet kind of shoulder width apart. Plant your feet solidly and feel them rooted to the ground. And get as comfortable as you can. If you're standing, just kind of soften your knees and relax your shoulders. Let your arms hang easily by your sides. And close your eyes if you like. It's a little easier to get into it if you close your eyes. And now let's take three deep breaths together. And as you breathe in, feel the air in your lungs and feel the oxygen flow through your body, renewing you with every breath. Allow yourself to relax more as you continue to breathe. So as you find a comfortable rhythm in your breathing, visualize a bright orb of light above your head. It gently shines down on you. It is light in every sense of the word. Move your attention to the light. How does that light feel? Absorb that feeling and let it settle in your heart and let it flow all the way through your body, all the way to your feet. Ask the light to help remind you to focus on it when your mind chooses the negative. Take a deep breath in and thank the light as you exhale. And now just take a few more deep breaths. And when you feel ready, open your eyes. That light is your highest, most noble self. It's a natural part of you and is always there to help you and help you shift and refocus. What a gift. And after you've done this practice a few times, it starts to become a regular habit to focus up into the light and on gratitude. May your perspective be light. Okay, how do you feel, Robert?
Very relaxed. I didn't want to get too relaxed.
Wake up, Robert.
Didn't want to lose me, Amy. That's really good. That's a really good visualization for people to bring that in. Great. Well, we're getting down toward the end of the show. There's one other topic I'd like to get your feeling on. And that is, you know, quite often we express gratitude for what we have. You know, what is your feeling about expressing gratitude for what we don't have, but what we want to have?
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, let me go around this a little bit broader. So I think. An easy way for us to start on gratitude is to focus on what we have.
Right.
I think another aspect is when you get more into your gratitude practice, you start being grateful for who you are, you know, and just those intrinsic qualities about yourself. There's a self-love aspect to it. And I think that's another level, you know, that you reach as you continue your practice. Now, I think I call it being grateful in advance, what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's what you're talking about. So it helps, it goes back to that law of attraction of where you attract the energy that you are, that you're
Sorry, folks. Well, it happened 5 minutes into the show. We had that little bit of a problem, and 5 minutes left to the show and ahead. So, boy, this little retrograde is going to be causing us lots of fun here. So, but anyway, hopefully we'll get Amy right back here in a moment. There we go.
Amy.
Thanks, Amy. Sorry about that. But technology sometimes is crazy.
I know. Well, it is Mercury retrograde.
Yes. I'm kicking my butt. But so anyway, so the kind of gratitude in advance.
Right. So, Right. So I was saying about, it's a tricky thing. I think you want to be careful not to expect something just because you feel grateful for it. It's not a trade like that, you know. But
right.
It's, I think, to again, it goes along with expecting the best. Like,
okay.
You can visualize those things that you want, you know, whether it's a new job or a new relationship or those things, and you're grateful in advance for those. You can feel that gratitude in your heart for what's coming in your future.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I definitely do think there's a way to do that, and there, I do talk about that in the book, about being grateful in advance for the positive, good things that are coming your way.
Yeah.
And drawing those
into
your life.
Yeah, exactly. And I understand that, you know, we have to be careful with, you know, expectations and trying to think we can force something that is not, you know, not in our best interest, you know. So, you know, those are kinds of things that we have to, you know, kind of be aware of. But, you know, that there was some, I can't remember exactly what, you know, there was one, it was an article I read or, you know, someone I spoke with, you know, started talking a little bit about that, you know, in kind of having that feeling of gratitude in a greater sense, you know, not necessarily specific to a particular outcome,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you say, maybe for the ideal job or maybe, you know, financial relief or, you know, something like that kind of thing, you
mm-hmm.
know. And so, okay, well, gosh, well, we're down to the last few minutes. So is there any topic or any maybe final thoughts that you may want to share with the listeners that we didn't cover yet?
Well, Robert, I just want to thank you for having me on the show. I love what you do, bringing inspiration to the earth and all the inspirational people that you talk to. I think you're doing great stuff, and I appreciate being on your show. So I also just wish for your listeners to try practicing gratitude, see how it makes a difference, and share with me your findings.
Okay. All right. And I'll be sure to share with people the freebies and also all of the other things that you offer on your website in addition to your Positively Powered podcast, which is a tongue twister.
Yeah.
But
yes,
I
it is.
Say that very slowly. But well, Amy, I really want to thank you for your time today. I really enjoyed our chat. You know, the discussion of gratitude, I think, is one that's just really important, and we need to be reminded every now and then so we don't become immune, you know, to the things that we should be grateful and thankful for.
Yes. Thanks, Robert.
Okay. You're welcome again, everyone. Today, my special guest has been Amy Collette, and we've been talking about her book, The Gratitude Connection, Embrace the Positive Power of Thanks. And again, you can find out more about Amy and her book by visiting her website, which is www.amycollette.com. And again, I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So, everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's biteradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Byte Radio Me, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.